This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inu bihi wa nastaghfiruhu wa nasta'hdihi wa na'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina innahu man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين. أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا. فاللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته، وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استن بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly, He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead, and He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both His servant and His messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, اللَّهُ يَصْطَفِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُولًا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, that indeed Allah has chosen messengers from amongst the angels and amongst the people. And so it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose those who would be the leaders amongst the people and serve as an example for humanity in how we sleep, in how we awake, in how we eat, in how we drink, and how we live every facet of our lives. And the greatest obligation of the prophets and the messengers and the heart of their mission was to enhance our interactions with each other, our moral standard, our ethics, our character, and our mannerisms. Because all of those features are interconnected. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He said that I was only sent to perfect noble character. And so the intent of sending messengers to mankind to be leaders in conduct is to perfect the nobility of our character, to enhance the way that we interact with each other. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet himself consistently tied our belief and our system of beliefs with our characteristics. Our rituals, our ibadat, are tied to our mannerisms. And you see this throughout the Qur'an. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to pray, He said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Allah said, establish salah. Indeed, salah removes or prevents fahsha and munkar. It prevents lewd behavior and conduct and evil conduct. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to speak about charity, He said, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. Allah said that a kind word and a word of forgiveness is better than sadaqah which is followed by evil character. Sadaqah which is followed by harm. Sadaqatin yatba'uha adha. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it would be better for the person to say words of forgiveness and kindness to the poor. To say to them, I'm sorry, I cannot help you today. I'm sorry, I cannot be there. May Allah forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. It's better to say a word of kindness than to give that person money, but then to follow that money with harm. That every time you see them, you remind them you gave them money. Remember when I gave you money? It's in manna wal adha. To follow the person
constantly reminding them of how you helped them. Adha is to give them the money and to tell them, yeah, here's the money, go get a job now. Here's the money, and you say something rude and something mean to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you're choosing between these two, it's better for you to have said a kind word and kept your adab than for you to give the sadaqah and use that sadaqah as a means to have bad adab, bad manners with the poor. So to maintain good character is actually more important. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated us with worship and acts of obedience, He connected it to our treatment of other people. When it came to Hajj, He told us, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ فِي الْحَجِّ, that when it comes to Hajj, your conduct is important. When it comes to fasting, your conduct is important. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرُ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ. The Prophet said, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, then they should not harm their neighbors. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرُ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. And whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, then let them honor their guests. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرُ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. And whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, then let them speak good or remain silent. The Prophet is tying your belief in Allah and in the last day to what? To your interactions and your treatment of other people. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to describe our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qur'an, He could have chosen to describe Him by His attribute of knowledge. And He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most knowledgeable of men. And He could have chosen to describe Him by His attribute of eloquence, and He was the most eloquent of men. And He could have chosen to describe Him by His beauty, and He was of the most beautiful of men. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He described our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. He said, indeed you are of a great moral character. You are upon a great standard of character. When He described our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He said, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He said that it grieves Him that you should suffer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has so much love for the Muslims, he is grieved when they suffer. And he is concerned over the believers. And he is constantly compassionate and constantly merciful. It was through the excellent moral character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Him. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is because of the mercy of Allah that you were lenient to them, that you were lenient to the Sahaba. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. But were you rude and harsh in your heart, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would have all disbanded from around you. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the Prophet, despite the fact that you are receiving wahi from Allah, despite the fact that you are receiving the Qur'an, the word of Allah, if you were not lenient to them, and if you were harsh and rude to them, لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, all of them would have run away from you. But instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our Prophet this excellent moral character. And because of this, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَسَعُونَ النَّاسَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَسَعُوهُمْ مِنْكُمْ بَسْطُ الْوَجْهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot enrich the people with your wealth. You can't convince them with your wealth. You can't make people good Muslims by giving them money. Politicians in many countries will give people money for them to like them. The people will take the money and still not like them. You can't win people over with money. But what wins them over? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a cheerful face and good character. A cheerful face and excellent character. And this is the leadership of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not amass wealth and power to force the people to act the way that he wanted. Rather, it was through his noble treatment, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that not only the Sahaba followed him, but generations after generations after generations continue to follow our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know, we have every capacity of being kind and compassionate and honorable in our treatment of other people. But the difference between us and between the righteous people, the difference between us and between the prophets and the messengers and the people of righteousness, what separates us is that we have excellent manners when we think the person we're dealing with can help us in the dunya. This person can help me get a job. This person can help me get fame. This person can help me get this or that. Those people, we know how to have excellent character with them. But when we are dealing with people that we don't think they can do anything for us in our lives, or people we are just passing by in this world that we probably are never going to see again, that moral character of ours drops. And that's the difference between us and the prophets and the righteous people. They treated everybody with respect because they were intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their treatment of others. They were seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their treatment of others. They were honoring the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they were honoring the people, even if those people could not help them in the dunya. And so it is a means to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we see this noble treatment of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in many instances. Look at this story through the eyes of Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu an, who at the time was not a Muslim, and he was the chief of his tribe. He was a man of importance, and he came to meet with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, so we were walking, holding hands, this is the custom, and they were walking, talking to each other. He said, and an elderly woman came by, and she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, li ilayka haja. She said, I need you for something. He said, so the Prophet left my hand and he went to the woman. And she's talking to him and complaining to him, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is listening to her and trying to help her and trying to advise her and trying to deal with her problem. And Adi ibn Hatim looks at this, and he says, I have been and met the kings. I've met the kings of the Romans and the Persians. I've seen the kings and the delegates, and I've seen the ministers, and I've seen all the people of power. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves me to go to an old woman who is not beautiful, who is not powerful, who is not rich. She's poor. And the Prophet leaves a man of importance to go deal with her problems. So he looks at this and he said, Wallahi ma hadihi bi akhlaq al muluk, inna hadihi akhlaq al anbiya. He said, this is not the character of the kings. This is not the character of those who want power and prestige. He said, this is only the character of the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We see how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do this throughout his life. The slave girl would come and grab the hand of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, you know little girls. I have two young girls. If I tell my young girls, go say salam to Ammu. Go say salam to your uncle, a friend of mine. She will feel shy. She'll turn away. This is the nature of young girls. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the leader of the people. He has the most prestige, the most respect, the most reverence amongst the people. And she is a slave girl, not even a regular girl who is free. She's a slave. In their society, the slave has less prestige than the free person. And yet the slave girl felt every comfort to take the hand of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَا يَنْزَعُ يَدَهُ مِنْ يَدِهَا حَتَّى تَذْهَبْ بِهِ حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ. The Prophet wouldn't remove his hand from her hand until she took him wherever she wanted. She would take the Prophet, I have a problem with this storekeeper, I have a problem with this person, deal with it for me. The Prophet would go with her, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was his adab, this was his mannerisms with the people surrounding him. Even look at his adab with his enemies. The Prophet ﷺ once is sitting with Aisha, and a group of young men from the Jewish people of Medina wanted to insult the Prophet ﷺ. So as they're walking by quickly, instead of saying "Assalamu alaykum," may peace be upon you, they slurred their words to try to insult the Prophet. So they said "Assam alaykum," but they said it quickly to try to hide it. And "Assam" means, you know, poison or death be upon you. So they say this to the Prophet ﷺ, may death be upon you. And they say it quickly, hoping the Prophet wouldn't understand and they can insult him this way. And so the Prophet heard them and he said, "Wa alaykum," and upon you. Aisha heard what they said and she became incensed. She became angry. Like every believer would be angry when the Prophet ﷺ is insulted. So she responded and she said, "Assam alaykum. وَلَعْنَةُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ." She said, "May death be upon you, and may the curse of Allah be upon you, and may the anger of Allah be upon you." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Mahlan ya Aisha." He said, "Take it easy, O Aisha. Take it easy, O Aisha. عَلَيْكِ بِالرِّفْقِ." You need to have kindness. You need to have gentleness. وَإِيَّاكِ الْعُنْفِ وَالْفُحْشِ. And I warn you against having harshness and having, you know, this type of coarseness and anger. Aisha said to the Prophet ﷺ, "O Messenger of Allah, didn't you hear what they said to you? They were insulting you. Didn't you hear what they said?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Yes, didn't you hear what I said? I responded it back to them. And Allah will accept my dua. Allah will accept my dua and He will not accept their dua." And this hadith is really powerful, especially in connection with, you know, recent events. Because there are people who will come and tell you, when the Prophet is insulted, you know, just turn away from them, ignore it, it doesn't matter. And that's wrong, because the Prophet responded. When they insulted him, he responded. And at the same time, there are those who go beyond the pale, and their response goes beyond even our Sharia. And they respond with you know, in violence even. And our Prophet ﷺ responded a response that was proportionate. And he didn't go into harsh language or crude language. No, he said, "Wa alaykum," and upon you as well. And upon you. He maintained his character even against those who wanted to insult him. And that's a great lesson for us to understand. And if this is his treatment, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with those who sought to harm him and insult him, what do you think about his treatment with others? Look at how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat his neighbors and be available for them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Husnul khuluq, wa silat al-rahm, wa husnul jawab." He said three things: to have good character, and to have good family relations, to keep and uphold your family relationships, and to be a good neighbor. He said, these are things, yuzidna fil a'mar, they increase your life. وَيَعْمُرْنَا الدِّيَارِ, and they build your homes. If you want to have a healthy home, these are things you need to institute in your home. If you want to have a long life, and subhanAllah, look at all the statistics now that show you people who have long lives are people who are affable, people who have good character, you know, they tend to treat their family well, have good family relationships, have good relationships in their life. That's been one of the, actually the prime statistical reasons that show people have longer lives and healthier lives. People have good relationships. The Prophet says, you have a good relationship with your family, with your neighbor, Allah will increase your life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyuhsin ila jarahu." Whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let them show excellence to their neighbors. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given at times in his life terrible neighbors. He said, "I was given the most evil of neighbors, between Abu Lahab and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'id," where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Mecca. And he said, and they would put rubbish in front of his door, in front of his house. They would put harmful things in front of his house, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he do? The most that he said to them was, "Ayyu jawad, ya banu Abd al-Manaf, ayyu jawad in hadha." He would say, "Oh, banu Abd al-Manaf, what kind of neighborly conduct is this?" But the Prophet would bear their harm. He would bear their difficulty, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Medina and he did hijrah, though he was running for his life because of what the people of Mecca had been doing to him, he left behind Ali radiallahu an. And we know he left behind Ali in his bed to take his place while he left and evaded their suspicion. But there was another reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Ali behind. Because people in Mecca entrusted the Prophet. And they would leave their belongings with the Prophet. Even some of his enemies would leave their belongings with him, say, take care of this for me. So in his home he had entrustments. And he left Ali behind so that he would give back all those entrustments to people and perform before he would perform the hijrah himself, radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the Sahaba came to him, they said, O Messenger of Allah, there is a woman, كثير الصلاة, she prays a lot, and she fasts a lot, and she gives sadaqah a lot, غير أنها تؤذي جيرانها بلسانها. Except her only problem is she would harm her neighbors with her tongue. She would say mean things to them. She would say rude things to them. But she was excessive in her salah and in her sadaqah and in her fasting. Realize who's saying this to the Prophet? It's the companions. The companions themselves are saying to the Prophet, she prays a lot. So imagine how much she prays. She fasts a lot. So imagine how much she fasts. For us, if someone fasts once a week, we say, MashaAllah. You know, the Sahaba, for them to say this person fasts a lot, how much is she fasting? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ إِنَّهَا فِي النَّارِ. The Prophet said, that woman's in the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ. Three times he said it angrily. By Allah, they do not believe. By Allah, they do not believe. Whom, O Messenger of Allah? مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارَهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. The one whose neighbor is not safe from their evil conduct, from their evil treatment, from the evil things that they would say. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see in his life, when a neighbor of his, a Jewish man, his son became ill and was on his deathbed, the Prophet went to visit him. And he saw the young boy on his deathbed, he's struggling to live, the Prophet gave him da'wah. Told him, believe in Allah, accept Islam. And the father of the Jewish boy said to his son, Ya Bunay, Isma' li Muhammad. He said, oh my son, listen to Muhammad. And the boy accepted Islam and then died. And this is a very powerful hadith, we don't even have time to really dissect it. But you know, a father loves for his children even more than what he would love for himself. And the reason, why would he tell his son to accept a religion that he didn't accept himself? Maybe there were dunya reasons that kept him from accepting Islam, but he knew it was the truth. And how did he know it was the truth? Because he's a neighbor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sees his adab, and he sees his akhlaq, and he sees his excellent treatment of his neighbors, that he even tells his son, listen to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many examples, when he had another neighbor, a Jewish neighbor who would insult him. When he would see him, the neighbor would insult him. Then after a while, he didn't see the neighbor for a while, so he asked about him, what's wrong with him? They said, the man is ill, so the Prophet went to visit him. And after he visited him, the man, of course, his nature with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed. He stopped insulting him the way that he had been doing so. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us with our neighbors to an extensive degree. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, whenever you cook a stew or a soup, فَأَكْثِرِ الْمَاءِ, increase the amount of water that you do. Why? He said, and keep your neighbors in mind. Cook even more than you normally would and keep your neighbors in mind so that you can send them food. And the Prophet would say to his own wives, don't forget your neighbors. وَلَوْ كَانَ قَدْمَ الشَّاءِ. Even if you're just giving them the foot of the sheep, if that's all that we have, don't forget your neighbors. This is the way of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the way that he would treat his neighbors. And this is why in Medina, the young girls of Banu Najjar, who were the neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would sing. The Prophet would walk in the street and he heard them singing. And they would say words of poetry. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِي النَّجَّارُ. Yeah. Ya Habadan Muhammadan Khair al-Jar. They would say these words of poetry, we are the girls of Banu Najjar. What an excellent neighbor is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he heard this, he responded to them and he said, Wallahu ya'lam anni uhibbukun. Allah knows that I indeed love all of you. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. I know our time is very short. I just want to mention a couple of things, inshallah. You know, we have an obligation with our neighbors, and we see right now the COVID cases are rising significantly. We have a responsibility, inshallah, to try to do our best to ensure that there is no spread of this. And particularly, you know, to make sure that there isn't a lockdown. We've already seen other countries, the UK, already went into another lockdown because of the COVID cases. We want to avoid that. We want to protect, you know, to keep our masjids open so that we can continue to pray in jama'ah as much as possible. So please take it seriously. I'm just asking all of you, myself as well, to take it seriously, to make sure that we're not, you know, spreading it. We're not going and visiting other people's homes. They've asked people not to visit other people's homes, to have other people over. Let's try to, inshallah, as much as possible, ensure that we're not contributing to the spread in order to keep, inshallah, our neighbors safe and our families safe and our entire society safe as well. Finally, inshallah, there's a project some brothers are doing. They want to put up a billboard on the highway about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his character, and to link it to a website where people can get more information, inshallah. So anything you donate today will go, inshallah, to that project. And I hope, inshallah, all of you will donate to that. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin ma dhakarahu al-dhakirun al-abrar wa salli alayhi ربنا ما تضوع مسك وفاح صلي عليه ربنا صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين